is well within the rights of the Honourable Member of Parliament who filed the suit. It is also enhancing our democracy such that we don't pick up stones, clubs and weapons to challenge other people's opinion, but we go to court. So the civility of our governance process is being enhanced, and for me, it is a good thing. I applaud the fact that, you know, we are using civil and legitimate means to express ourselves. However, I believe that most of us who really want to see that, you know, the fight against corruption is enhanced in our prosecutorial processes, because if you read various reviews, it is our prosecution of offenders, corrupt practices, that is lacking in our fight against corruption. So most of us are impatient about the delay in investigation and prosecution of corrupt offenders. So we may not be necessarily happy that there is any reason for further delay. However, again, I believe that when one uses legitimate means, you can only wait and be patient and allow the process to continue, so that at the end of the day, our legislative framework will be enhanced. If there are any gaps, it will be filled. And then at the same time, the best person would fill the position. So if it so happens that Mr. Amidu is qualified, let the Supreme Court say so. If it's not, let the Supreme Court say so, so that we can move on as a country. Then we can actually ensure that corruption is made a high-risk venture and a low-gain venture.
That, is this not going to delay our fight against corruption? Because the president said he's in a hurry.
I don't know. The Supreme Court, in certain instances, has expedited processes and ensure that, you know, they've given verdict expeditiously. So I'm not too sure what the Supreme Court will do now. But I believe that our noble justices know what is best for this country, and they will do what is right.
Dr. Dominic Ayini filed the suit at the Supreme Court to uphold the principle of the Constitution, which provides in Article 199 that a public office holder should not be more than 60 years.